And joining me now is Margaret Ludke, Program and Marketing Director for the Juneau Public Library System. Lots of hoopla going on down at the Juneau Public Library this month. And Margaret, you're here to explain what's going on down there. What all is happening?
Hi.
How are you?
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Great to have gotten to listen in on what an incredible
hour. I saw you in the doorway there listening to the jazz band. Wasn't that? That was great, wasn't it? Boy.
Yeah, so great. And as they said, they're going to be at the Mendenhall Valley Library tomorrow from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a treat.
That'll be really fun. Yeah. And it's really cool because, number one, I love when a group comes in a uniform. I mean, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
When a group shows up and they're all – it's just there's a certain
satisfying
power
to
that. Yeah, it's so cool. So they look like a great band and then they have all the skills. So, really cool. So, tell me what else is happening. So that's happening tomorrow morning, and that's going to be really cool. What else is going on?
So that's tomorrow morning, and then the next on the docket, we have a kids' rock concert. So if you don't get enough music tomorrow, feel free to come back on the 21st. That's next Saturday at 4 p.m. We've got students from the Nangoonberries music program. They're going to be performing in our also at the Mendenhall Valley Library. It's a group of students who meet after school and they learn rock band instruments. They get to choose from a variety of rock band instruments, and they learn how to work together as a rock band, and they're going to perform some of their favorite hits.
This is cool because, as Zul was just saying, when we're talking about music in general, we're starting to be able to rebuild the programs back to sort of full strength again, you know?
Yeah, enjoy it in person
and
connect with the audience and the musicians get to connect, and it's going to be pretty special. It will be loud, so not your typical library hour. It's going to be from 4 to 5 p.m.
No shushing.
No shushing is going to happen at the Mendenhall Valley Library from 4 to 5 p.m. next Saturday.
Cool.
So if you're expecting a quiet library experience, maybe come before then.
Well, this is rock music. I mean, this is what it's all about. Get a little loud. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
And then the very next day, we have a game day planned for the Douglas Library from 1 to 4. That's Sunday, May 22nd. And the games are going to be rated for ages 5 to adults, so you can bring the family, but maybe not the littles. And we're partnering with Platypus Gaming for that, so they're going to bring quite a number of really great games, and we'll have members of the Platypus Gaming there to help help learn the games, so that's great too.
Now, there's one thing. We mentioned the word hoopla earlier here. So tell me what this term means in relation to the library.
Yes. So we have a really wonderful digital resource available to all Juneau Public Library cardholders. It's called Hoopla Digital, or Hoopla. You can download the Hoopla app, and it has audiobooks, ebooks, TV, movies, music, all available to download, and it's all available all the time. So a lot of people are familiar with our Alaska Digital Library resource for audiobooks and ebooks, but on that resource, sometimes there's a pretty long wait for a popular title. But on Hoopla, it works a little bit differently. Everything's available all the time. So that's been great. I personally have been devouring Agatha Christie novels in audiobook format for the past couple of months. I just finished The Big Four. It was excellent. it's great. You can find it either on our website by downloading the Hoopla app. That's H-O-O-P-L-A. Or you can go to hoopladigital.com. and sign in with your library card.
And I know one other thing we wanted to mention was this Running for Local Office workshop.
Yes.
Now, what's that all about?
The library is teaming up with the League of Women Voters, as well as the City Clerk's Office, the Juneau School District, and the Friends of the Library. So a lot of organizations teaming up to bring you a five-hour workshop on how to run for local office. So if you are curious, if you have never thought about it before, but you're interested in learning more, or if you intend to run for local office in the upcoming election, you can register and participate in a five-hour workshop Saturday, June 25th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we just ask that you register by June 16th. So that's why we're putting the plug out early.
I know there's some members of the Juno Assembly right now who took this workshop.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things that got them into it.
Yeah,
and
it's a really valuable experience. We used to do it every year.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, that thing happened.
Yes, right.
So now we're bringing it back. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's sort of that interesting thing where it makes it, I think the way I was was described to me by someone who took it is it just makes it feel possible.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
that idea, like I have ideas and I care about the community, but I don't know how I run.
Yeah.
It seems like a hard thing to overcome. And then the workshop really steps you through. No, this is how regular people, just like you, end up running for public office. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it's really valuable.
It's a very valuable resource that we have in town. So.
Well, we've got a minute left or so. Anything else to go over? Or did we cover everything? You'll be back.
Yes,
you're a regular here.
I'm a regular. I will be
so.
Back. Yeah, the only other, I guess I could mention that in addition to having a game day at the library every once in a while, we also always have games available to check out from the library. I have a friend who recently had family in town, and she checked out Settlers of Catan because her family is big into Settlers of Catan and she doesn't own it. So she came
well, there you go.
Picked it up. It's a really great resource. So,
well, Margaret Lucky from the Juno Public Libraries, thanks so much for coming in and telling us what's going on here.
Yeah, thank you,
Andy. Okay, thank you.